surprised my mom because she thought I was still in the hospital in Japan. So I got over that mess. I still had some time to do. I had a year left to do in the Army, so they put me in charge of the firing range there at Fort Polk. I started training for the infantry people. I was fired at M16. And I didn't like the way the courses were, you know, we were given books on how to teach the trainees. Well, the books that they gave me didn't coincide with what I had found out and been through in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So I asked if I could change it all, you know.
Yeah.
And they gave me full permission to go ahead and work it up the way I think it ought to be worked up to train these guys. You know, we had what's called field fire range, and then you had a target detection range.
Uh-huh.
And the target detection that they were teaching was like seeing somebody out in an open field, you know, like, but it was old stuff from World War II, you know, fighting in Germany and all this stuff. Well, over there is jungle. I mean, it wasn't any comparison. So I worked it up where I had pop-up targets out in the bushes, and I would walk my trainees down range and all this stuff, and had somebody fire blanks even at them, and then they had to locate the enemy by just the sound or something like it, you know. Anyway, I got a bag decorated for that crap. It went over like a dead balloon, you know. So after a year was up, I got out of that and didn't like it because they had started changing the rules and everything in the Army. It started getting too soft on trainees. You got to where a sergeant couldn't tell the trainee what to do without getting brought up charges of maltreatment of trainees, which happened to me one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, well, they can drink beer in their sleeping quarters and all this meal, but yeah. So, and as far as I was concerned, I wasn't going to fight with anybody. It was taught that way.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any superiority or anything like
that. They weren't tough enough.
Howdy.
Yo?
Yeah, what?
Okay, so you, I guess you just got out of
the
Army,
didn't you? Yeah, I got out of the Army and met a girl down here. And that was the wrong kind of girl, you know, true.
It was a go-go girl on a bar.
Yeah.
And
jumping boom again, huh?
Yeah, well, been through Vietnam and all that, and she got to do something, yeah.
Yeah.
So I got married again, and I was married to this girl for 3 years before she run out on me and the kids. She deserted me, and I had 3 kids by her. So I divorced her. Wasn't easy to do because we couldn't find all of
them. Yeah.
Divorced her, and in the meantime, I had began. Well, I went to all the refiners around here trying to get a job back in construction again. I found it on a refinery.
Yeah.
Nobody would hire me on account of my MOS or discharge papers, wounded veteran, you know. Which I wasn't disabled. I'm not disabled. Well, I'm classified disabled now. But they were not a risk then, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, I wouldn't even get up to the physical part. So first thing go over my mind, discrimination, you know, these blacks ain't got nothing to holler about, man. We're here as a vet.
Yeah.
And I can't get back on my own job, you know. So I was lucky enough, I knew Mr. that county airport, and I asked him if he had an opening, and he put me to work in maintenance out there. And that's back when the airport was kind of small, and it was beginning to grow fast. That old airport been there, I don't know how long, ever since I remember. Mostly, I think it started out from dust cropping, stuff like that. And it's grown up pretty big now. We got the big jets coming in there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.